David HaMelech instituted that we should make mea brachos, that we make 100 brachos a day. So the goal is you try to make 100 brachos a day. So throughout the day, we're making many different type of blessings. So there are basically three fundamental categories of brachas. We know there are the classical Birkas HaMitzvah, the bracha you make usually before you do a mitzvah, the Gemara says in Pesachim Daf Zayin, and the Rambam in Hilchos Brachos elaborates that when it comes to a Birkas HaMitzvah, we make it over Lasi Yason. We make the bracha and we do the mitzvah. And there are certain exceptions to the rule. Let's say a ger, a Gentile can't make a bracha while they're a guy, so they have to wait until after the tefillah. The Gemara goes through different exceptions to the rule, but the general rule is there's a concept of Birkas HaMitzvah, and we usually make the bracha before. Another concept is Birkas HaNenin. Also, bracha. You can't get benefit from this rule without a bracha. So therefore, Chazal instituted to make a bracha. Therefore, we make a bracha before we eat. And thirdly, there's a Birkas Shevach Valda, a bracha praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the different, let's say, the different things he does in nature and everything else. But it's a discussion exactly where Birkas Erisin fits in and other brachas. But Birkas Shevach V'Hoda, the bracha on thunder, lightning, etc. So the Aruch HaShulchan and others point out, when you try to analyze the bracha Av Sheh Yatzar, it seems to be a little unclear which category it fits into. And in fact, Rav Shlomo Zalman in the Mincha Shlomo Chelek Beis Dav Chavav, he's mesupik about it. He says, "I'm not sure is Asher Yotzer fall under the category of Birkas Shevach V'Hoda, or does it fall under the category of Birkas Hana?" That's what he's mesupik about. And it seems to be different theories in the Mishnah Berurah and others. So therefore he says, therefore he leaves it to Yesh Lach Kor, and he says, you know, the Nafkamin in general between what's considered the Birkas Shevach V'Hoda and what's the Birkas HaNenin. In general, if it's a Birkas HaNenin, we paskin, you have to get Hana. In other words, if I can't make a Shahakol and someone else eat, unless it's part of a Birkas HaMitzvah perhaps, but generally speaking, a Birkas HaNenin cannot. But a Birkas Shevach V'Hoda, someone else can make it. So if someone else went to the bathroom but doesn't know how to make Asher Yatzar, could you make the Asher Yatzar for him? Or for some other Hechatimsa? So if it's a Birkas Shevach, then yes. If it's a Birkas HaNenin, then no. So that's what Rav Shlomo Zalman discusses the following. He says, he's discussing the case, let's say a person fulfilled his biological needs, and then he forgot to make Asher Yatzar, and then 10 minutes later, an hour later, whatever it was, he had to go again, and he realized, oh yeah, I forgot to say Asher Yatzar. So could he still make an Asher Yatzar now? Is there a statute of limitations? Or you could always make Asher Yatzar. So it's a discussion, the Achronim, whether it's too late or not, whether one could make an Asher Yatzar, I guess, now and then go and make another one, or one should wait and just make one Asher Yatzar. We paskin that once you feel the need to go again, you can no longer make an Asher Yatzar anymore. So that's the way we paskin. But discuss it in terms of benching, not the bracha, the benching, like a Birkas Shevach, but just like in benching, the halacha is that you can only bench while you have the hana, as long as there's a 72-minute period that you could still bench, or it could be longer if you're still full. But once you no longer have a connection, the hana from the meal, you can no longer bench. The benching itself isn't a Birkas HaNenin, but we see it's totally just like when you no longer have hanah from eating, when it's akol meyav, so therefore you can't bench anymore. So to asher yatzar, once you already lost connection, you already have to go another time. It's too late. So what's in the kudat hamachlokas there? It's the same issue. If it's a berach hashav achaval dad, then what's the difference? I could make it any time, make it later. But if it's a berachas hanenin, I still have to have enough. Of course, it's not the classical berachas hanenin, because the way we assume a berachas hanenin always you make the bracha before you benefit. Here, I guess you're making the bracha after. So it's not a classical berachas hanenin. Even if you assume it is in Lamnas, it's not the classical berachas hanenin. Another nafkamina would be as follows. A person's in shul davening, and he gets to psuke de zimra, and he's davening along, and then he has to go to the bathroom again. So he goes to the bathroom, and now he's thinking, what do I do about asher yatzar? Could I do psuke de zimra in asher yatzar? Or you have to wait after what is it, after davening. So I told to a machlokas achron, the Mishnah Berurah brings down between the Chai Adam and the Derech HaChayim. The Chai Adam says wait till after Shmoneh Esrei, and the Derech HaChayim says go and psukei de zimra. And that's where the Mishnah Berurah seems to make the hakra. He says you forget to do a lady, you might as well do it doing psukei with the zimra. Moshe Feinstein writes, either way it's fine, but his meaning was to wait like the Chayedim to go after davening. So what's in the Kudas HaMachok is whether you wait before you or you do it after. So the nafkamina is if it's a Birkai Sheva Kvoda, so then that's what Psukei de Zimra is all about. Sheva Kvoda, you go there. But if it's about Birkas HaNenin, then you can't make a Birkas HaNenin in the middle of Psukei de Zimra, so you wait. And also as well, another shaila relating is a discussion in the postgim about a catheter, lo aleinu, when a person can't go by himself and they have to put a catheter on and it draws it out from the bladder. So obviously when it's happening, you don't really feeling it per se. But I guess once you take off the catheter, would you make an asher yatzar on all of them? So the tzitzo is a quote from Svi Pesach Frank, who says, no, you don't make one, because you only make a bracha in a natural way when, and it comes out with, and you get the hanah shlema, and you get the hanah, the benefit, the pleasure of it. Like by medications that we don't, it's like our medications we take are very helpful, but we don't make a bracha on it because we're not getting hanah, so too over here. So the Svi Pesach Frank says no bracha after you take off the catheter, and the Tzitzoya disagrees and says no, he thinks you do. So what's in the Kudas HaMachlokas? So the Svi Pesach Frank seems to say it's because it's a Birkas HaNenin. So if it's a Birkas HaNenin, you're not getting hanah, so therefore you wouldn't make it. But the Tzitzoya seems to be going with the fact that it's a Birkas Shevach Loda, and then in that case one would continue making one would make an asher yatzar when they took it off.